Channel Radio.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on KentBusinessRadio.co.uk. On this Tuesday, February the 10th, you're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jules Serkin. We're going to introduce our second guest shortly. I think we're going to do, just so we can all get settled.
I didn't know shortly was on the phone.
Yeah, yeah.
Or on the show.
We're going to do a couple of emails and tweets first, and then we're going to introduce you to Emily, I think. On the grounds that I just can't take any more of Jules's puns today because they are worse than they are normally. And that is just doesn't seem possible, but it is. Anyway, Hornby announced relocation to Discovery Park Sandwich. The model railway brand leader, Hornby, has today announced its plans to relocate to Discovery Park in Sandwich in Kent. From the 1st of May 2015, the company's office-based operations, which includes sales and marketing, accounts and human resources, will be based at the 220-acre Science and Technology Park, which is one of 24 UK enterprise zones. Hornby will occupy 16,000 square feet in the gateway at Discovery Park. The new offices will be just 7 miles from Hornby's existing site, which is located in Margate. Nick Stone, who is the group finance director, said our current offices were no longer fit for purpose and we considered Discovery Park to have the best office facilities available. The site also offers room for us to grow, an innovative environment to do business and a positive ethos gained from being based amongst other businesses there. In theory, we could have relocated anywhere. However, we were intent upon staying in East Kent for a number of reasons, not least because of the many loyal and experienced employees we have here, but also due to the area's regeneration and transport links. So that's the model train manufacturer Hornby relocating their offices from Margate to Sandwich. Nice one. You can read one now, Jules, instead of playing with your phone.
Digital in Kent conference. This is on the 19th of March. This is the diary date, 9 to 5pm at the Mercury Maidstone. They say they're delighted to announce that Google is speaking at the next Digi in Kent conference.
Well, all of them.
All of Google,
the
yes.
Whole of Google.
They'll be Googling and gurgling. Mm-hmm. Alongside them is a stunning line of 7 keynote speakers who are at the leading innovative edge of the digital... Oh, your phone's ringing. Quick.
Oh.
Quick.
We got the phone.
Who's calling the Business Bunker?
Hello, you're on the Business Bunker show.
Paul, good afternoon to you. It's Chris Pollard. How are you?
Hello, Chris. I'm well, thanks. How are you?
I'm very well indeed, thank you. Very well. Enjoying the show.
Good.
I rang for a particular reason.
Yeah.
You probably noticed from my Twitter that this morning I mentioned that I'd gone to the Kiva launch. Kent
yep.
Excellence in Business Awards.
Yep.
And it was very interesting. And there was a young man there called Steve from a company called Elfatex.
Yes,
you've probably heard of them.
Oh, yeah.
They've been on the show. They were on the
They're
show.
Lovely.
Just before, yeah,
That's
a few
right.
months ago. Yeah.
Well, I wasn't sure whether he'd been on or not, but I just wanted to say he gave a very good speech this morning.
Yeah.
And he spoke about how winning this award had helped him.
Right.
Especially over the last year, how he'd got a call from the BBC, how, you know, he'd been on television, how he'd got a call from local radio.
Mm.
And tomorrow he's going up to number 11. Been invited up there to go and meet Mr. Osborne. Now, I don't know whether that's a plus or a minus. we won't get into politics, but I just wanted to say it was very interesting listening to his story.
Yeah, absolutely.
As a year ago, he said he wouldn't have had the confidence to even stand up and talk.
Yeah,
in front of people. So, yes, that's why I rang up.
Interestingly, Chris, they are in the textile business, Elfatex. And we're just about to talk to someone in the textile business, but one of the things, I don't know if Steve mentioned this during his talk today, but they had a factory that was making a lot of their textiles in Pakistan.
Yeah.
And they actually handed over the factory to the workers. They gave it to them.
Well, exactly. This is what, he didn't actually mention this morning, but when I met him originally at the IOD Black Tie event, just before Christmas, he was talking about that, about how he's investing in the people over there.
Yeah.
And I think that's wonderful. And obviously, I picked on it because I was in the fashion textile business for 30 years.
Of course you were, yeah.
Hard to believe it was 30 years.
You were a top model, weren't you?
Yeah, he was. He was he was one of the catwalk kings, age 3,
yeah.
Basically.
I remember.
Yeah, I don't think we'll go down that road. But it was very interesting hearing his story.
Mm.
And just another success story of business in Kent.
Absolutely.
And my reason for, you know, for phoning was not just was really to just say to people, well, look, have a look at this award, because it is worth going in for.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Chris, thank you for that. Thank you for sharing that with us. And enjoy the rest of your day. And we've got a guest here that you may have heard earlier, Nikki, that's going to be joining you as a resident at the Innovation Centre in Medway.
We'll look forward to welcoming Hello, Nikki. How are you?
She might bring Tiff in if you're lucky.
I might, actually.
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to meet Tiff in. I'm the good-looking one up on the first floor.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's only one
person up there, yeah. Chris, thank you so much for calling us. It's been an absolute pleasure, mate, and we'll talk to you again soon, eh?
I look forward to speaking to you soon, Paul. Bye-bye, George.
Take care.
Well. Bye-bye, darling.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Of course, Chris is right. It was such an interesting story that I wrote about it in my business column.
You did indeed. Yeah.
And it's on www.pressupgroup.com if you'd like to read the story.
Lovely. Thank you.
Now, I was reading something
when
Chris phoned.
Okay, we'll get on with it, because I want to talk to our guests, because you're boring.
Do you notice how I noticed that the phone was ringing?
Because it was flashing, which is what it's supposed to do.
Did you notice?
No, I didn't, because I was looking the other
way. Do you know why?
No, it's your job.
See, I rest my case.
No, it's your job. The flash is right in front of you.
It's got to go up there.
I've got to run everything else. You can look at the flasher.
I love a flasher.
You do. That's why I put it next to you.
Digital in Kent Conference. It is the 19th of March.
I know.
It's at 9 to 5 at the Mercure Maidstone, as I previously said before.
Mercure is what used to be known as the Great Danes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Large dogs. Mm-hmm. 13th, Thursday, 19th of March. Mm-hmm. It's Junction 8, the M20, they say.
Yep.
And they've got, this is called A Glimpse into the Future. Mm-hmm. And you're going to hear what's around the corner in 2015 and further ahead. And the speakers they've got confirmed are Google, Thomas Power, Bob Barker, Warren Knight, mm-hmm. Matt Phelan, Alistair Frost and Luke Quilter. Mm-hmm. And if you'd like to find out more details, www.digitalinkent.co.uk. It costs £67 plus VAT, which includes full refreshments and luncheon. And that's www.digitalinkent.co.uk.
Cool.
One more thing before you interrupt me. Adrian Kearney, the lovely, insurance can help you transport your animals, but also with insurance for pets. He's on the Twitter at AK Pet Services, and his phone number is 0777 258 9511. If you have a Great Dane that needs to be transported, do contact him.
Cool. Thank you. I was going to say that the Digital in Kent conference I am going to, because I'm chairing it.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
Another envelope you're going
Absolutely. Do go to that. And if you want to talk to Adrian, do so. Adrian's a good fella at AK Pet Services.
Alex Waterton has just tweeted in.
Has he?
And you know it's his birthday tomorrow.
Tomorrow it is, yes. Yeah.
Yes.
So happy birthday for tomorrow, Alex. I'm afraid we won't be on the air to wish it to you, but I'm sure we'll be all over Twitter wishing you happy birthday tomorrow. 30, eh?
I'm not going to interrupt you anymore.
Are you not? Oh, no. Thank goodness for that.
No.
Because it's an absolute pleasure at long last to get a word in edgeways and to welcome to the Business Bunker Show our next guest for today, the lovely, the gorgeous Emily Carter. Hello, Emily.
Hello.
Thank you so much for joining us. I can only apologise for Jules. I'm really sorry about this. Thank you so much for joining us. Now, let's clear something up straight away. Your name isn't Rose Honick, is
no.
it? No. Okay. Let's get to the bottom of that little conundrum first, because it threw Jules no end. And she's been calling you Rose all morning.
Well, it throws a lot of people, so.
Yeah. So, Rose Honick is the name of your business, is it?
Yeah. Not? So, Rose Honick is my label, and my full name is Emily Rose Honick Carter.
Ah.
So, you see, my mum's maiden name's Honick, and she shoved it in all my sister's names, so she wanted to carry it going, and I just didn't like the sound of Emily Carter as my label, so I went for the Rose Honick.
It's got that certain je ne sais quoi, hasn't
it?
Yeah,
I thought so too. Plus, Google Rose Honick, I'm all that comes up, so I thought that was a pretty smart move.
That's a pretty clever move, yeah. Your mum naming herself that, just so that she could help your SEO later in life, was absolutely forward planning of the most astounding nature.
Very organised. Mm,
wonderful. Okay, Emily, so tell us a little bit about you and how you came to be involved in textiles and why you wanted to start your own textile business. And then we'll move on from there and talk about what you're trying to do with that from a Kickstarter point of view as well.
Okay, well, I have always been creative. So I've always loved art at school, and I went to uni to study fashion textiles.
Where did you go?
Essex University, okay. Colchester Institute.
Oh, that's where my young whippersnapper is, Shay. Shay Serkin.
Yeah.
Were you in halls?
Yeah.
He's in one of those tall towers.
Oh, yeah, those. They used to chuck stuff out.
Yeah, they do.
You walk underneath.
Yeah, they
do. Very dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be Shay.
But yeah, I went there and I specialised in print because I did this competition. Mm. They used to do live competitions, so businesses, which, mm-hmm. like you said earlier, they get involved and they give us projects. And it was this lovely lady who owns a shop, Vanille, at Woodbridge. And I won the competition.
Oh,
so
wow.
I designed interior products for her, and then she stopped me. And then that kind of was like my epiphany moment for falling in love with the colour and print. Like, I knew I loved it anyway, but you know, when you just get those moments, you think, damn it, I want to do that. So,
yeah. I'm a bit like Nikki was talking about earlier, really. There are things, the things that happen in your life that give you a moment that make you refocus where you want to go. I want to clarify something for me, more than anything else. You talk about textiles, which to my blokey mind is just sheets, basically. Sheets and towels.
Yeah.
Whatever. do you have a range of products that you design for? You know, I'm trying not to be silly here, you know, but is it things like cushion covers and furniture coverings, or, you know, tell us a little bit about what it is you design and the kind of things that you design and the kind of things that you make.
What is this, for example? This is lovely. Is this a makeup bag or a pencil?
It's just a storage bag. Like, I had one at home and I was like, this is
lovely.
So useful.
Lovely.
So,
it looks like goldfish. Show me. I can't
see
it
does look like, or it could be elephants.
I'm pretty sure I didn't draw a goldfish.
No,
I can't see it very well.
They've got little eyes, haven't they?
I see.
Is it elephant? Is that a little trunk?
Well,
okay.
It's a mixture of a willow, a bark and a dot, basically.
Now, for listeners looking, the colours are absolutely stunning, aren't they?
Thank you.
We have tweeted out a photograph earlier of Emily holding some of her designs.
They are gorgeous, and they're quite...
really well made as well.
The beautiful, vibrant colours, but they're quite... This is quite Aztec-y, isn't it?
Yeah, I am...
Isn't that a bar? A chocolate bar?
Could be.
Aztec.
Could be. I couldn't eat, personally.
The print party is the collection that I'm launching, and that's basically a mixture of all the designs that I absolutely loved that I produced at university, mainly from my final collection. So it was... I took...
See, that would be lovely for you, Paula's little dressing gown.
Oh, that's the Egyptian range.
your little pyjamas and dressing gown. You could mince over to the little silver hotel.
That has been the most popular with men.
Yeah, that is gorgeous.
What now, is it?
Oh, sorry, that's a bit of a sample.
Well, it's just a
These
sample.
Are all samples.
I was trying to work out how I put that on.
You thought it was a thong, didn't you?
I thought, blimey, that's going to be that's going to chafe, that is.
You thought it was a thong.
I absolutely adore the pattern.
Oh, no, that's so you. And I think we'll have that commissioned, a little kimono or maybe some,
dressing gown.
Lovely pyjamas.
No, it's gorgeous. I wouldn't,
But the inspiration is cultures. I love looking at cultures, environment, and just like the religious, like architecture and stuff.
Yeah, sure.
I just love looking at the world for patterns and prints. It's just never ending.
Okay.
So.
Can I ask you, because I'm a bloke and I don't do all this touchy-feely nonsense. You design this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
The products that you've shown us, do you manufacture those? Do you have them manufactured? How does that work?
Well, okay, I'll start from the beginning. So basically, I do everything by hand. So from the in your sketchbook, doing a little drawing,
right.
And then I take that through digitally to make it fully repeating,
right.
And then I put it on a screen,
mm-hmm.
and then I print it all by hand.
Wow.
So with inks, I use my own hands and.
I bet that's messy.
Do everyone occasionally use a potato cutter?
Yeah, that could take some time.
We used to do that. Do you remember at school?
Yeah. That's good. You know, the basic screen
that's
printing.
I never got any further than that.
She had the potato, that's why. Ink and all.
Turned into chips.
Yeah.
And then I print it myself. And then after that's done, I cut all the patterns myself. Sew everything. So literally everything is done by me, and that's one of the unique things about Rose Honick, because obviously a lot of brands or people that try and get their stuff out there, they probably don't That's pretty harsh. They probably don't do every stage.
Sure, no, absolutely.
And I love doing every stage. I love getting stuck in. So, yeah.
Do you the things that you're designing, are you designing them and selling them, or are you designing them? Are you commissioned to design things for people, or is it a combination? How does that work?
I have been commissioned by people. I mean, anyone, if they wanted something commissioned, could get in touch. But I just mainly print and sew things to sell.
Right.
That's obviously why I'm trying to get this Kickstarter thing up and going, so I can stock. Like, I want to do it locally. I like the idea of having a brand that's quite community. Oh God, I can't talk.
Community
orientated.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
I just like the idea, as corny as it sounds, to, you know, to leave the world knowing that you've contributed to help.
Oh, you're not leaving yet, though.
No.
A few more years.
Way long.
A few more years, darling.
Yeah.
But, you know, you've made a difference.
Yeah,
so.
Sure. And funnily enough, I mean, there is a big push towards local and towards more community orientated stuff. And community-orientated businesses. And I happen to know that you reside in my hometown, Centerton. That's gorgeous, isn't it?
You see, Emily could come round. You know you're having your house done.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, she could come round, do all your fabrics.
She could do my pillows, yeah.
But that yellow is good. What is this we're looking at, Emily? This is, for the listener, it's a beautiful, quite a thick textile, and it's the texture. And it's a golden bright yellow with a turquoisey thingy bobby all over it.
it's so well described. I mean, how vivid is that, listener?
I know.
I mean, you must have a clear picture in your mind of what this is. That
it's a I would have
that as a bedspread.
Brilliant yellow with I call it thistle print. It's all spiky. If you
I
guys
knew
are imagining
thistle,
it
yeah.
in your head, in like a peppermint.
Is it peppermint?
Oh,
that is peppermint.
Yeah, I like yes.
Yeah, okay, spearminty,
peppermint-y.
Aqua, yeah. Turquoise, no, yeah. Then. But this is, would you use that as an eiderdown or a bedspread or what would you, or curtains, or what would you use it as?
I would probably use it as more of like, you know, a upholstery type material.
Because it's
quite,
yeah,
it's not something you would, you know, want to brush your face against.
But that would be beautiful as curtains.
Mm.
And wouldn't that really, you know, in your room, that would just make you feel so uplifted.
See,
that
this
yellow.
Is what I think that it's probably
I'm going to do my
sad.
Whole house this colour now.
I think patterns and colour just, I look at them, it just cheers me up. How
That's,
could you not be cheered up by colour?
What is that colour?
Absolutely, funnily enough, Jules has just tweeted out a photograph of one of your patterns, and we've had a tweet from somebody called Miss Bond.
Oh, yeah.
Miss Bond Street, and she said, Jules, I totally agree, it's gorgeous. So, yeah.
The colours are lovely. Now, I'm not very good at all this, but is that sort of batik-y, or is that
everything
batik?
Here is screen printed, apart from where it looks like it's been dyed. It sounds disgusting, but it's called discharge. It's just basically stripping the material out of the... stripping the colour out of the material, sorry. Mm. So you're not left with any type of surface ink on the top.
Yeah. So we're saying batik for some of these, or not?
If you're a textile listener, it's not batik. That's
okay.
A completely different thing. But
okay.
It's the only word she knew. That's why she kept throwing it in.
Batik, darling. Batik.
It's like
she says that to me all the time.
Bleach.
Morning, batik.
So you, when you say screen printing with bleach, you've
yep.
taken everything out
yep.
and you start again.
Yeah.
With your potato.
Yes.
Amazing colours. Absolutely amazing. So would you be commissioned to do someone's house? Seriously. For, you know, could you come in and then they say, I mean, this yellow.
Yeah.
That does it for me. It's gorgeous.
I mean, yeah. All the things that I would be interested in doing. I mean, you never stop learning, and it would be a great experience. So yeah, I just any opportunity.
And where are you selling these?
At the moment, I'm not currently selling as with the. This is the whole reason I'm doing the Kickstarter, because I have kind of
it's gorgeous, isn't it?
Funded everything through my own savings and university. What's
any
left
grants?
Over.
Could you get a grant?
I've looked into grants. But I just decided to go for the crowdfunding option first because I think it's a brilliant way.
Absolutely.
And this is why I haven't stocked in shops yet, because I've simply run out of stuff to make stuff
okay.
with.
So let's focus now for the last few minutes of your interview on your Kickstarter
yes.
Thing, which is how I kind of came across you in the first place,
yep.
as it were, because you were promoting your Kickstarter thing. So what is it you're trying to raise? What are you offering? How's it going? And how do we put loads of money into your Kickstarter project?
Okay, so this is so basically it's a Kickstarter campaign.
Yep.
Crowdfunding, if people don't know what that is, you basically anyone can pledge me money. Say if someone pledges me a tenner, then I can give them back a reward.
Yep.
So for £10, I think you get something like a pack of postcards, like hand printed.
Right.
And it goes up from there. So the larger the pledge, the larger the reward.
So the way it normally works is on a Kickstarter project, you have a whole list of rewards you get versus the value of money that you put into it.
Yeah. And
and you get bags and things and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. And there's a video on there explaining everything, but it's just to basically raise money for the materials and a piece of equipment that I need to really give this a push.
Right.
So
how much are you trying to raise, and when have you got to raise it by?
Well, here's the catch. I have got until this Sunday at 11 a.m.
That will be the 15th of February.
To raise 5,500.
And how have you doing so far? You got the 500?
I have 812 pounds.
Okay.
Which is, you know, it's brilliant. But the only catch is I don't get any of the money until I reach the goal.
Yeah.
So if people have pledged, then if I don't reach the goal, it just goes straight back into their accounts. Mm. But this is my, like, you know, plea to everyone who loves textiles and supports things.
So we haven't got very long, have we?
No.
We've only got 3 days to raise most of the money.
Yeah.
So, look, go and have a look. We're going to give you the Kickstarter page to look at in a minute. Do go and have a look at that. We'll put it on the Kent Business Radio website. We will be tweeting it and Facebooking it and going mad with it for the rest of this week, because we really, really, really need to get this done for Emily, because she's got the most gorgeous stuff. She's a very
stunning,
talented young lady.
Thank you.
And she's running a local business, and we really need to support this. And when you see the quality of the stuff that she's producing, it's worth your £1,000.
Can I just say a shout out? Thank you.
Yeah.
I just want to say thanks to Callum Knowles, who's Tenton Business. Yeah. He's like my business mentor, and he's helped me so much. I just want to say thanks.
Yeah, no, Callum's a really good guy. And I've done some work with Callum in the past, and he's been a massive help to local businesses in Tenton. Good call. Right, Emily, give us a shout for your Kickstarter page so that people can rush in now with their credit cards and donate gazillions of pounds.
So I don't know the exact web address, but if you literally just Google Kickstarter Rose Honick, so it's H-O-N-I-C-K, just normal Rose, and you'll find me on there. If you just want to follow me, I've got Instagram, I post all the time, Twitter, Facebook, I'm all on there.
Rose Honick.
Yeah, Rose Honick.
H O N I C K. If they go onto your website, is there a link onto your Kickstarter?
No.
There will be, though, won't there?
Yes, there will be.
By tomorrow.
Yeah. And we'll put a link to it. We'll find a Kickstarter page, and we'll put a link on the Kent Business Radio website.
So you want 3 W's, Rose, HONICK.com, and also KentBusinessRadio.co.uk.
Yeah. What's going to happen is, if you don't donate, we're going to send Jules around, and she's going to really
stay for lunch.
She's going to really eat you out of house and home, and you wouldn't like that. It's far cheaper to give Emily £5,000 than it is for Jules to come around for Sunday lunch. Trust me on that. So you will support her. Emily, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunch Show. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you about the wonderful creative stuff that you're doing, and we wish you much success with your Kickstarter program. Hey, and even if that doesn't work, you're going to keep going. We're going to make sure you keep
going. I'm not
going
to give up.
You're not going to waste the talent that you've got there.
It's amazing.
A little thing like money.
Were you pleased with Colchester, Kent Uni?
Yeah, I
Essex,
loved it.
Even.
Well, it was Colchester Institute,
Colchester.
Under Essex University. Yeah. But yeah, I loved it there. It was brilliant.
Okay, good. Brilliant.
Thank you, Emily. Thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunch Show. That's Emily Carter of Rose Honick Style.
Thanks.
Brilliant. Thank you. We're kind of wending our way towards the end of the show. We've got tons and tons of stuff still to cover. I've got a gazillion tweets. Venom Tech. It's Tuesday. It's Business Bunker. We're listening in and enjoying the tunage and the chat. So that's the guys at Venom Tech, the producers of snake and spider venom for drug testing.
They're probably
they're in Discovery Park too.
They probably have that sort of what's it called, that venomous snail on their lap or something.
Yeah, it's a bit vicious, that, isn't it?
Yeah.
But my favorite was the primate that licked its armpit and then poisoned you. That was my favorite.
I know, it was lovely.
I want one.
Lovely.
Kelly Culver has tweeted, you guys going to the FSB meeting at Western Hanger Castle tonight, aren't you? I am indeed.
Yeah.
I am going there at 6 o'clock, Western Hanger Castle, Federation of Small Business meeting.
I'm not sure. I want to go, but it's 6 o'clock and it means I've got to hang around with you for another couple of hours.
Yeah, and the pubs are open and she's missing drinking time.
And I've also left my dog at home. So.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
No, long day.
Yeah.
But I'd like to go.
Yeah. But she's not. It's what she's saying. She's not. But I am.
But I have
and that's
sent,
the important
I
thing.
Have sent a lot of scoff and quaff people there.
Absolutely. No, I will be there. Western Hanger Castle, 6 o'clock tonight, for a Federation of Small Business meeting. Caroline Mumford has a basic bookkeeping workshop on the 25th of February. And you can go to it. It's at startmybiz-canterbury.com. startmybiz-canterbury.com. That's Caroline Mumford, and she has a basic bookkeeping workshop on the 26th of February. Who else have we got? Oh, we've got a scary picture of some ladies in the studio eating chocolate.
That's what happens.
The ladies, Louise and Juliet, are still discussing the joint Kent Deaf Children's Society Herbs Palsy bonanza that's going on. And I do believe that they've now identified a date when I'm not going to be doing the Zumba. and the date that I'm not doing the Zumba is the 9th of May. But we will have some more details about that and why I'm not doing it later
on.
You
should do the Zumba.
He's starting.
You should give it a go, the Zumba.
Yeah. I don't even know what it is.
I've told
for
you.
For all I know, it could be an African horse.
Well, then you
or
can
is
wear,
that a zebra?
You can wear this.
Get into Thank character. You.
Now, that really would chafe if I wore that and,
See, you could
and
market.
Zumbaed. Yeah. I want to see. I quite like what Callie did as a description of that, and I'd like to see that again.
That's a shimmy, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's
yes.
called an embarrassing mark.
Callie's doing a shimmy.
No, well, that could entice me, to, if I'm fair. If I am fair, that Ooh. Could entice me to do something.
I'm not sure that is Zumba, actually. That is shimmy.
To be quite frank, I don't care. I don't care what you call it. I'll have some.
But Paul Andrews will be doing the Zumba with a Zimmer.
Yeah.
Coaching workshop or whatever. Who else is on the Twitter?
Catherine of Co Bookkeeping is listening to Vanilla Web and has enjoyed listening to Nikki, virtually you, and to Emily. I read this one earlier, I think, that the folks from Herbs Palsy are all falling around laughing for some reason. I don't know why. I just don't think that's fair to take advantage of us afflicted people, but there you go.
Frontier Funds, have you noticed them?
Yeah.
Go they've on. Said they've even named a beer after me, Vanilla Web, after my book.
Mm-hmm.
There's a picture of a beer called Frontier.
Right.
And he tells you and Bunker listens that his book is out on February the 27th. The website is frontierfunds.org. And it's all about the 10 next emerging markets all around the global world and Gavin Serkin's travels with Mark Mobius, the granddaddy of the emerging markets.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to reading Gav's book.
No relation to me, of course.
apart from that, they're married. But apart from that, yeah. I'm really looking forward to reading Gav's book. I've been waiting a long time, and I've pre-ordered it, and as soon as it comes out, I'm having it.
I've edited it so many times, I know it off by heart.
You're going to claim that you wrote it soon.
Well, I know. I've done all the commas, the semicolons, you know. Yeah.
Turn the pages over.
I tell you what.
Kinds. Done all the hard work.
I kept in going through it, I tell you.
Yeah. No, we're really looking forward to that, Gav.
Chris Pollard has said those designs and the colours look fabulous. Mm. I guess he's talking about Rose Honick there.
Thanks.
not the Tiffin, which was also fabulous.
Rethink e-commerce, Skillshare. It's a free-to-attend workshop, and they're going to be discussing e-commerce, social media, and AdWords. And it's taking place this Friday, the 13th, at 4 p.m. And it's free to anyone that's involved in e-commerce to go along and just chew the cud and chat about e-commerce. And that's taking place at the gorgeous Fruitworks co-working space. It's 77 Stour Street, Canterbury.
The lovely boys there.
Yeah.
The
Fruit Bats will be organising that at Fruitworks, which is in Canterbury. It's next door to the old brewery. CT12NR is the postcode. And do go along to Rethink E-Commerce Skills Sharing Workshop this Friday at 4 p.m. RAP, Office Contracts, has lit up Maidstone. Office refurbishment and fit out and office space and design specialist, RAP, have lit up the town hall in Maidstone. It's one of the first iconic buildings in Maidstone to be illuminated as part of a new piloted lighting strategy. RAP helped get involved with this, and we are proud to say that we've lit up the town hall. You can find out more by going to their blog, which is rapofficecontracts.com/blog. And that's Julie Anderson and the folks at RAP Office Contracts have lit up Maidstone Town Hall. And very nice it looks too.
I'm just looking at, sorry, Miss Bond again. She's tweeted a lovely photo of Emily's textiles here and says, help this local lady in Kent, Rose Honick, achieve her Kickstarter pledge. That's great. Lovely picture there.
We will be going mad with that on the...
Is that your... Do you know her, Sue Bond? Or?
I feel really bad if I say I don't.
Well, she's a really...
I've just completely forgotten.
She's a good fan.
Yeah. Maybe she just likes what she's seen. And why not?
I'm sure.
And why not? That's the point of what we're doing, isn't it?
I'm going to be parading around in this forever. You'd never be depressed, would you?
Exactly. You would be the sun.
It's happy.
It's really lovely. I'm going to paint my whole house yellow now and have this everywhere.
Cool. Right. Kent and Victor Chamber, breakfast networking meetings, including a full English breakfast, 8 a.m. to 9:30. Chamber members of paltry £15. An opportunity to put your business in the spotlight, to highlight your products, services and explain how these can help others. And there's a whole list of where they're taking place. On Wednesday, the 11th of February, that's tomorrow, at the Holiday Inn Rochester. On Thursday, the 12th of February, the Elwick Club in Ashford. On Wednesday, the 18th of February, the Grand in Folkestone. On Thursday, the 19th of February, the Hollywood Bowl in Maidstone. On Friday, the 27th of February, the Best Western Coniston Hotel in Sittingbourne. So they're the Kent and Victor Chamber breakfast networking meetings. You can find out that list. There's a link on the Kent Business Radio website to them, or you can go straight to kentandvictorchamber.co.uk events and find out all the events they have planned. Have you finished all your emails, Jules?
Ages ago. See, I'm rather diligent.
Are you?
Unlike you.
Well, I'm trying to do everything else, aren't I? You can sort out and see if I've missed any of the tweets.
Okay.
I've got an email from Westgate Hall, which says, freshen up your February and clear the clutter. Join us for the Westgate Hall Indoor Boot Fair on Sunday the 22nd of February, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's free entry. Refreshments are available. Tables cost a measly £10. And to book a table, you email info@westgatehall.org, or you can call Canterbury, which is 01227 634 886. That's Sunday the 22nd of February, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. free entry at the Westgate Hall Indoor Boot Fair. We're going to play a bit of tunage now, and when we come back, we're going to do the Federation of Small Business News and Roundup. What do you reckon?
What have you got? Oh, something a bit loud. Very loud. Yeah, I knew that.
Occupying my head, there is nothing I need.
Radio. Need inspiration? Join in the conversation with hashtag Daily Bread from Mike Waterton.
If you need expert financial advice you can both understand and trust on your savings and investments, retirement planning, equity release or life and health insurance, talk to the experts at Facts and Figures Chartered Financial Planners. Phone 01233 722 922 or check them out at www.fffp.co.uk. Facts and Figures. Independent financial advice everyone can follow. www.fffp.co.uk.
I'm off my jack, keep your hands off my stack.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker. Welcome back to the Business Bunker show on February the 10th. Tuesday.
February. Even.
I've had a tweet from Catherine, who is on the Twitter as co-bookkeeping, C-O-bookkeeping, co-bookkeeping, and she says, Vanilla Web, thank you for the shout-out. The last time I was mentioned on the radio was early 90s on Kiss FM. Loving the show. My absolute pleasure, Catherine. I won't ask why you were mentioned on Kiss FM then, but I'm sure it was fun.
We've had lovely Bleen Village Londis at Bleen Village. Saying, did somebody mention chocolate? And that's Binny, of course. Hello to you guys. Kent Dark Chocolate.
Cool. Thank you for that, Binny. We'll come to those in a minute. What we're going to do now, for the last bit of the show, we're going to have a roundup of all the news from the Federation of Small Business. So we've got loads of news items and different bits and pieces that we want to bring to your attention, courtesy of Kent and Medway FSB. The government has published a response to consultation on apprenticeship funding, which is apposite because coming up in the start of March is National Apprenticeship Week. The government has now published its response to its 2014 consultation on the future of apprenticeships in England. Funding reform, technical consultation, and has stated that employers will be given direct control of apprenticeship funding to enable them to select the training that best meets their skill needs. So that's a change to how the apprenticeship scheme works. However, further work will be carried out before a final decision is taken on which of the proposed funding mechanisms will be taken forward. The government response outlines that while putting employers in control of apprenticeship funding is a non-negotiable part of the reforms, it is clear from the feedback received that further detailed design work is needed before there can be a final decision on how it would work in practice. The government will continue to work closely with employers and other major stakeholders to achieve the most effective way of doing this, and a funding model will be trialled in 2014-15 academic year, which will continue into 2015-16. The funding reforms will continue to be developed alongside the Trailblazer Apprenticeship Programme. And don't forget that National Apprenticeship Week 2015 runs from the 9th to the 13th of March, and we will be doing a special programme on that very thing at that time. Jules.
We will, yes. Just trying to find a Twitter handle. It's really annoying, isn't it? We have to guess them. I've got some emails. Do you want me to read these out?
It would help, yeah.
Okay. So we've got the from the FSB. We have they'd like to share their latest news view. This is where we do the James Bond music.
Or not.
Which we don't have. Using the experience gathered from you... through Big Voice, we've pushed the issue of late payments and supply chain bullying up the political agenda. Mm-hmm. And the momentum gained from media attention on our latest survey has led to a meeting at 10 Downing Street earlier this week to discuss the UK's deteriorating payment culture. We use this opportunity to call for an independent inquiry into the UK's poor payment culture and to make progress to tackle late payments and supply chain bullying. The meeting's been chaired by Matthew Hancock, he's the business minister, and Sir Win Bischoff, who's chair...
Sir Win Bischoff, that'll be him.
That's what, yeah. I said, Bischoff. Bischoff.
It sounded like you were sneezing. It's Win Bischoff.
Well, I was thinking of biscuits.
Yeah, I know you got defected. Yeah.
Chair of the Financial Reporting Council. This was the first time a member of leading businesses from the FTSE 350, small businesses affected by this issue, and the Federation of British Industry came together to meet with the government. Many of you have told us about the bullying and poor payment tactics you've experienced in the past 2 years via our December survey, say the Federation of Small Business. And there's going to be an ongoing Big Voice research discussion. And it's with this knowledge that they have been able to push this issue on top of the political and news agenda. I feel like Moira Stewart now. Once again, if you can find her. Once again, I'd like to thank you for your contribution and giving us the evidence to help you in other businesses. Now, this is sent from Mike Cherry, who's the National Policy Chairman and an FSB member. So that's a very, very, very important one there. Shall I read another?
You can. I was just organising this. I've got 79 more tweets. So
is that all? What's
yeah,
the
and we haven't got time for all of them. I might read a few in a minute. As I mentioned earlier, because I'm going, tonight, that's Tuesday, February the 10th at 6 p.m, there's an FSB networking and check your FSB benefits meeting at Western Hanger Castle in Hythe. It's from 6 p.m. till 7:30 p.m. and it's at Western Hanger Castle. And the postcode of that is CT21 4HX. And you'll hear from membership advisor Keith Collier on how to make the most of your FSB memberships. Do go along to that. I'm going to be going. I'm going to be taking my equipment, which is always useful. And I am going to be interviewing some of the people there. And if you bump into me there, I'm happy to interview you and play your interview out on a future show. So now's your chance to get a little plug in for your business. So do go along to Western Hanger Castle, 6 p.m. tonight. Jules.
Yes, it should be a really good do that. I'm wondering whether to neglect my dog or go. Federation of Small Business. This is a card payment processing, and it's a service that's provided by Worldpay, and it helps your business grow and with exclusive discounted rates from FSB members. It could reduce your costs. Worldpay is the UK and Europe's number one payment provider and the FSB's partner of choice when it comes to card processing. Each business is individual and Worldpay makes it easier for you to accept card payments in a way that suits you. So Emily could use this, for example, for her textiles.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Just while you mentioned Emily, I had a tweet from Sunil Rupasina who says, good luck to Emily with her Kickstarter programme. So
thank you very much.
And they're saying whether face-to-face, online or over the phone, you can accept these card payments with exclusive discounted packages from 4FSB members, whether you're in an existing contract or new to accepting card payments, and they will find a solution for you and a price plan that's right for you too. It's simple to get started with Worldpay. The expert team's on hand to guide you through the process. So please visit 3Ws.F for Freddie, S for Sugar, B for Bertie, cardprocessing.co.uk for info. Friday, February the 20th at 12 o'clock noon, grow your business with an apprentice innovation centre at Medway. It's Friday, February the 20th, as I said, at 12 till 2, and it's Maidstone Road, Rochester, Chatham. That's M for Mother, E 59, F for Freddie, D for Doormat. And don't just hear from your local
D for Donut.
Don't just hear from your local council about the benefits of employing
F for
apprentice.
Fricassee donut.
Hear
F from for fried chicken.
Hear from an apprentice and employer too.
Hair for hair of the dog.
You need to go to eventbrite.co.uk, grow your business with an apprentice, but better to go onto Kent Business website, kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Cool, thank you. Tuesday, March the 10th, so it's March the 10th, not February the 10th, there's an FSB networking meeting at Dartford. And that's from 6 p.m. to 7:30, and it's at the Nucleus Building and Innovation Centre. That's the Dartford Innovation Centre. All are welcome to this informal networking evening, and do bring a colleague or a business associate. That's the Federation of Small Business networking event on March the 10th between 6 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. at the Nucleus Building and Innovation Centre.
The new guidance published for employers on the Fit for Work scheme So this is the government that's produced new guidance for employers, employees and GPs on the Fit for Work scheme, and in particular making the best use of it to help employees stay at work in return to and also return to work as quickly as appropriate. The Fit for Work is free, and there are two elements. One is an advice service providing health and work advice through a website. I'll read that out in a tick. And a telephone line also, which is to help with absence prevention. And also there is B, a referral service providing an occupational health assessment and a return to work plan for employees who've been off sick from work or who are likely to be off sick from work for 4 weeks or more. Now, for details of this, you can go to www.fitforwork.org, and the phone line is 0800 032 6235. Very good service that if you are ill, because you can get bullied or you can return too quickly and then get ill when you're at work. So very, very good essential service that.
Absolutely.
Paul Andrews.
Did I tell you about the Rethink E-commerce Skillshare
workshop? No, you
workshop?
Didn't. Do tell.
At Fruitworks on 13th of February at 4 p.m.
No.
It's free to attend for anybody that's wants to be involved or is involved in discussing anything to do with e-commerce. So do go along to that.
Who's doing that?
Rethink E-commerce is the name of the company. It's Neil Haffenden's company.
I love him.
They're based at Fruitworks. You know Neil, don't you?
Yeah, you know there's grants now for e-commerce. Up to £2,000 grants.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And that may be one of the things they discuss at the workshop. The idea behind the workshop is anybody that's involved in e-commerce or is thinking about being involved in e-commerce, it's a chance to chat through things, learn things, understand things, ask questions of people that have tried it, have done it, or generally, you know, shoot the breeze about what's going on there.
Which reminds me, I'm supposed to book him on the show.
Who? Neil?
Neil, to talk about it.
Yeah. He doesn't want to come.
Yeah, he does. He's desperate. He's dying to.
No, he isn't.
No, he was shy before. Now
he
wants to.
Now he's not shy.
Yeah, I persuaded him. It was just you and me and a couple of others.
Is that right?
And some chocolate.
When I saw Neil the other day in Fruitworks, I said, are you coming on the radio? He went, nope.
No, he is. He is. I've told him. He must.
Cool. Thank you.
I've run out of emails. Have you got any?
No, I've got some left. And we're almost at the end of the show anyway. I'll tell you what, you read that one because I'm still messing around with all these tweets.
There's a Treasury seeking views for 2015. It's the budget. HM Treasury is seeking views and suggestions about what should be included in the Chancellor's 2015 budget. And the Treasury is seeking original and innovative ideas for inclusion as part of its drive to make policy making more open and transparent. Submissions must be sent to the Treasury for consideration by the 13th of February, so that's a couple of days, in preparation for the delivery of the budget on the 18th of March. You can fill out a short survey on the gov.uk website, or you can submit a file attachment, and there's an email here, which is budget.representations@hmtreasury.gsi.gov.uk, and details will be on the Kent Business Radio show website after the show, I'm sure.
Fantastic. We've had a few more tweets. We've had Fruit Bar Media over there at Fruitworks, who say they're all listening in to the show and how much they've enjoyed it. So thank you to all the guys over there at Fruit Bar Media in Fruitworks. We've also had a tweet from F Keys, the Microsoft training people based in both Medway and Canterbury, and do give them a follow on the Twitter, run by Mr. Alex Waterton, who, as George quite rightly said earlier, has a birthday tomorrow. So a big, big happy birthday to Alex Waterton from all of us here on the Business Bunker Show. Alex and his team are great supporters of this show, and we thank them so much for all the work they've done for us over the years that we've been on air, and wish him a fabulous, wonderful and very happy birthday for tomorrow. We've also had a tweet from RTF Mobile, who are new listeners, saying it's the first time they've listened in. And a few of our Irish friends have been dropping by.
Michael Flatley?
No.
He hasn't popped in.
No, nor Westlife, no. Sorry, it was none of those, no. No,
just... Who else do we know? Val Doonican?
Yeah. If Val Doonican dropped by, we'd be in big trouble. I'm afraid we lost Mr. Doonican some years ago.
Are you sure?
Yeah. He went to the great rocking chair in the sky.
Did he?
At least 10 years ago, I would have
thought. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to Google that. Yeah. I didn't think he was...
That's come as a shock to Jules. She's going to go into meltdown this afternoon. Now,
I know. Who else do we know?
Well, that's it at the moment. So,
jockeys. There must be a few jockeys.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Well, AJP Taylor's retired, hasn't he?
I heard that this morning.
Sent the racing world into meltdown.
He didn't sound very happy about retiring.
No, he didn't.
He doesn't want to.
No, he didn't. But did you see the funny thing? On Twitter, Tony's wife tweeted yesterday, we got in a cab on the way back from Dublin Airport, and the cabbie went, "Have you heard the news? AJP Taylor's retiring." And she went, "This is Tony."
Really?
Yeah. And he went, "No. Why are you retiring?"
And he'll be able to eat what he wants now.
Quite true, yeah.
Yeah. See, if I were a jockey, it wouldn't really work, would it? Because they do have to really watch their...
You'd probably eat the horse, wouldn't you? Let's be fair.
On a plus side, they... No, I wouldn't eat a horse.
You are on the plus side.
On the plus side. Oh, you bitchy. On the plus side, they can drink champagne and do. I'll get you back, Andrews.
Yeah, no. That was revenge for what you did to me earlier about my hair. Yes.
Oh, the hair business. Yeah. You don't have much, do you?
No, exactly.
Big parting, put it that way.
Exactly.
It's better than a side thing.
For a comb over. The trouble is I haven't even got enough hair for a comb over, though, Nikki. That's the problem.
No.
But I'm not traumatised by that.
No.
Not at all.
No.
Yeah.
But Absolutely. You could wear a textile on your head. Look, you've got Emily's designs here.
I could do, yeah.
Is that a drawstring bag there?
Yeah.
Oh, that's lovely. Now, he could have that.
I'm not wearing a bag on my head, just for you.
But that's really lovely for your gym kit. You see, Shay Serkin, to bring his laundry back, we'd probably need a bigger one. He brings all his sheets and things back.
Smelly trainers.
As they do, yeah. Gym trainers. That's lovely. Yeah. And this would be good. You know the old bag for life thing? Where, you know, I like a carrier bag, frankly, and you're not supposed to have them anymore. I've got hundreds of bags for life. But still, a carrier bag, you know, this is the thing. You could put this inside bins and then wash it out and put your little wet cozy in when you go swimming.
Shopping.
Dry it. Yeah. Shopping.
When you go to Aldi.
Rather than carrier bag. This is beautiful. Stylish. How much would that retail for?
Oh, God, put me on the spot.
Come on. Come on.
I think when I sold them in a shop, it was like 20...
It is gorgeous, 25, but then it's forever.
Yeah.
And if it did get a little hole, we could send it back. You could patch it
with
something gorgeous. There you go.
Absolutely. Anyway, enough of Jules trying to flog stuff. we've sadly reached the end of the show for another week. And it just leaves me to say a massive, massive thank you to our wonderful guests on the show.
Long-suffering.
Thanks for having us. Yes. Thank you. Yeah. Can I just say thanks to Sean Murphy for all her help that she's given me?
Absolutely. That was Nikki Ratcliffe of Virtually You.
Thanking Sean.
Thanking Sean Murphy of the Ruby Marketers for all her help.
I've been
her
on
help.
Her show. Have you?
Not yet, no.
Oh, you will.
But anyway, thank you for joining us, Nikki. Thank you. Adorable Emily Carter of Rose Honick and her fabulous work. And we didn't hear too much from her, but we got Callie as well that was here. And thank you for joining in. Thank you, the listeners, for listening and being with us on the Business Bunker Show. You've been listening to me, Paul Andrews, and her, Jules Serkin. We'll be back next week with the Business Bunker Show. Coming up on Channel Radio now, at 3 o'clock, we have Pete Dix with The Beatles and Beyond. At 5 o'clock, we have the ladies' favourite in his stripy socks, Mr. Craig Avery, and he has a very special guest on tonight, so do tune in for that. And then at 7 o'clock, Beer, Birds, Balls and Bands. It's the boys down the pub. Phil and Jonathan are back with Down the Pub Radio. And then at 9 o'clock, Mr. Jamie Andrews with 18 hand-picked new unsigned music tracks for your delight. You've been listening to the Business Bunker Show. We will be back with you next week.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.